Our next interview is with Sarah McGockney from Unity House, conducted by Hannah Nemeth. Unity House is a domestic violence program here in Troy aimed at protecting those who need shelter and safety in our community. Hi, Sarah. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, yes. My name is Sarah McGockney. I am the Specialty Program Director at Unity House Domestic Violence Services.
So what is your organization's main message and how has that message impacted the community?
Our main goal is to serve all victims of domestic violence and keep them safe. So for me, it's impactful to the community because not only are we helping the community, but we ask the community to help us in keeping victims of domestic violence safe. So we aid them in things like sheltering them when they are fearful and seeking shelter away from their abusive partners. We help them get back on their feet, kind of rebuild their lives. And we always look to the community to help us with that. We look to landlords to rent to our victims of domestic violence. We look to different employment opportunities to help employ victims get and help them get to where they need to be. Or we take donations of clothes that are good for interviews and good for court. Because what happens is victims of domestic violence flee abusive situations and often have to leave everything behind. They have to start their lives back. And it always looks like the victim is the one being punished, and we don't want it to look like that. We want to help build them up. It's really hard for victims to testify in a court case, to press charges against an abusive partner, to even leave. So it feels easier when you feel like you have an entire community of people behind you, not against you.
Yeah, of course. That's really awesome how you're helping all these people regain their independence, and not only short term, but long term as well. Another question I have for you is, what are some goals of your organization and some of the biggest challenges while trying to achieve them?
Some of the goals of my organization are to obviously, of course, serve underserved specialty populations. So I want to serve LGBTQAI plus victims of domestic violence. I want to serve undocumented victims of trafficking and domestic violence. And I know, you know, some of the highest rates of violence perpetrated against victims are perpetrated against trans women. They just have the highest rates of victims of violence perpetrated against them overall. So really serving my underserved specialty populations, my different victims of color, or especially, you know, pregnant victims and things like that, looking at all these specialty populations and serving them, but significantly guarded, you know, populations that may not trust the organization. I want them to know that they can trust us, that they can come to us, that we're going to serve them. We're going to get them what they need. And we'll help anyone. We'll help everyone. The only guideline to getting into services is to be a victim of domestic violence.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you talked about like working with all these different demographics. So do you work with any different types of organizations?
Yeah, we work with all different types of organizations. Again, we serve domestic violence victims and trafficking victims. And we have a grant where we serve trafficking victims. We're the only people who hold that grant. We can get them confirmed so they can be a state confirmed victim of human trafficking, which entitles them to different benefits and different things. It's also a legal document where they don't have to press charges against their trafficker, but it still assures that they are a victim of trafficking. It can also get any previous charges of solicitation expunged from their record. We're the only people with that grant from here to Buffalo. So yeah. We work with victims of domestic violence and trafficking, and we work with our sister programs so we can refer back and forth, right? Because I might have a victim of domestic violence from Troy who is not safe in Troy, anywhere in Troy. So I want to refer that victim to Saratoga County. So I work with that program, but I really work with anyone I can, because I think it's really important to me to get everybody trained on these things, trained on what to do, because at any point in time, they could encounter a victim, right? It's important to me to train National Grid, because the National Grid guy is at your house and in your house, and maybe he notices that there's some trafficking going on or there's some domestic violence going on, and how can they help and what do they do? So we have to work with every organization, train them, let them know a response and what they can do in that situation. Because I believe that more people are encountering domestic violence situations than they know, than they even realize, because they don't, generally people don't know what to look for, don't want to get involved. And they don't want to get involved because they don't have an answer on what to do. So if I give them, you know, a resource on what to do, the domestic violence program, this is what you can do. You can call our hotline. Then they're more likely to get involved and potentially save a life, right? Because you may be the only person who's ever come into contact with that victim or noticed something was up, and you have the chance to save their lives.
Yeah, that's really impressive. It's like sort of like building a community in the process as well. And yeah. I know you mentioned you get grants for funding, but have you had any problems or difficulties while funding and like donations during the COVID pandemic?
We definitely have had a decrease in donations, and we do operate on a lot of grants, but we rely heavily on our donations, particularly around the holiday time, because so many people have lost their employment and so many of our donors are unable to donate like they have in the past, that I really call upon everybody now to kind of donate or volunteer their services in any way they can, because it even little small monetary donations or smaller donations of anything that they can give really help us. So it's not that we need these huge donations. Certainly we have gotten them in the past, but definitely a significant decrease in them due to the pandemic. I believe around the holidays, we adopt out, we get probably over 300 children gifts for the holidays, children who would have access to gifts no other way. And we definitely lost a lot of our donors that we have yearly because of things like COVID and losing their jobs. So we really relied heavily on everyone to maybe just each buy one toy or one pair of gloves or one hat, just so we could kind of piece it together. So we're always, you know, accepting donations, and donations allow me a little more flexibility. So for like grant funding, it's very strict and it says kind of what I have to do with it, but donations allow me a little more flexibility for that victim who comes in suddenly and just needs like a textbook for school, right? Maybe I don't have a grant for that, but if I have a donation that I can use for that, it can be really helpful.
Yeah, those small contributions seem to help out a lot. Mm-hmm. And even though we've been hit by the pandemic, have you had any unique opportunities due to it?
Yeah, I think it has been really interesting to be able to attend a lot of different meetings and partner with a lot of different organizations I've created partnerships like across the United States, because we're all really connected virtually now. So it's brought me the opportunity to, you know, maintain contact with a client, because we would have never thought, oh, telemed is like the way to go, and maintain contact with a client. I had a trafficking client who just, you know, was transient by nature, and he fled all the way to like New Orleans, and then he went to Texas, and he's all over the place. But we were able to maintain contact with him and provide case management because we have this new whole telemed process that we were able to get up and going. We've had more victims than ever utilizing our therapeutic services, because transportation is a huge issue for victims of domestic violence and people living in poverty. And so we've been able to provide these services without transportation being a barrier.
That's great. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today. Is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
I just want to make sure everybody has our hotline number. It's 518-272-2370. Please call that if you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence or trafficking, or if you have any questions about anything.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.